This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everyone. You've heard this word before. Maybe you just take it for granted that you know what the word means, but vibe. How many times you say, hey, positive vibes for, you know, great outcome on your surgery, or sending positive vibrations to you. So many songs mention the word vibe. Bob Marley and the Wailers. We're talking like 50 years ago. They were singing about positive vibrations, i.e. one of their songs. What is a vibe? Is it controlling your life? Is it creating your life? We're going to dig into that and so much more. And that's with the help of her. She is a transformational speaker, Reiki therapist, pastoral counselor. She's an intuitive guide. She is the answer that you've been looking for, but you're not even sure what the question is. And if you're wondering, well, life isn't where I need it to be or where I deserve it to be, we're going to give you some of those answers with Chris Clearday, our professional of the year. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Always good vibes when you join us.
Thank you. And thank you for that great introduction. I don't know if I have all the answers, but I think I can point each person to their own answers. That's the goal here.
You know, thank you for saying that, because I think it comes back to, we look to others to help us, and even in relationships, to fulfill us and all of that. Look to yourself. I know it's a tough one, but yeah, I believe we already know the answer. You have the answers within you. You got it there. Why can't I hear it? Because there's so much stuff in the way from us growing up, our childhood, distractions, all of that going on here. So last time we talked about the inner enemy thoughts, those feelings, those things that are happening. Should we recap?
Sure, I'll recap. But I just got to say, you described that so well. And that, you know, we have all of these unconscious thoughts that are running our lives that we're not even aware of. And it's just remarkable how they get out of control and they run the show. Yeah. And then I had something else I was going to say about that, and I've lost it. So I'll come back if it pops up again. So today's episode 21, and last week we explored how to turn all the inner enemy thoughts, feelings, behaviors into your best friends by literally flipping them from self-harming to self-helping. Going to flip them upside down. We learned the three steps to build healthy neural pathways. So you could practice creating uplifting vibes so that you could generate the best outcomes in life, work, relationships, but not just for yourself, for everyone. So we're looking big picture here, but we're going to start with ourselves. And that's what you pointed to, the answers within yourself. You know, when in my private practice, I'm always pointing people back to their own answers. And because we do, we were created with the answers inside. Like, we've got them. And what you were referring to, all the distractions, you know, I just sometimes call that noise, the noise in life. It's overwhelming. Mm. So we really want to, we want to quiet the noise to find our own answers. And it's fine to look to other people for support, but other people don't have your answers. You do. So, okay. So let me finish recapping. I got sidetracked. Sorry. So today I want to break down more of the anatomy of a vibe. Like, what is it? Why does it matter? And it does matter. And I also want to explore the question, does your life create your vibe, or does your vibe create your life? Hmm. And I think that is such a profound question to be asking ourselves. And it's a great place to start.
When we say the word vibe, in my journey, I express it as a vibration. Mm-hmm. All vibrations come from energy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to apply this, and we're going to get to it, with the understanding of how that vibration pilots us, or how we allow it to pilot, or we don't even know what's going on there. But are we now getting into the essentially the energy territory?
Definitely. We are 100% in the energy field right now, talking about vibes, because vibes exist in the energy field. You know, you could have two people walking down the street, both software engineers. You know, one's going through a divorce and forlorn and negative, and the other one is going through a divorce and is able to find the resources within themselves to focus on the positive. You know, you're repelled by one person's vibe and you're drawn to the other person's vibe. Your vibe precedes you. It goes all around you. Other people know your vibe often before you do.
We're transmitting our vibe, essentially, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great word. And on that, like, we're, it's on speaker. And it's all around you. You know, somebody can spot your vibe if their vision is good from 30 feet away. So,
you know what the analogies hit me with right now, Chris?
What?
The dog. So the dog's outside. He's walking around, sniffing around. You know, he's sniffing for other dogs. He's picking up on, you know, what was here. He's reading the whole situation. For us, we're doing the same thing, except we're not sniffing around. Because we're amazing beings, and dogs can do the same thing in terms of vibration. We're reading it. We're picking up on it. We don't even know that we're doing it, but we're receiving everybody's vibration.
Yeah, we're receiving so many messages all the time. And sometimes we're looking for the wrong thing. I mean, it's not just about what we're transmitting. It's also about what we're looking for. So if you're looking for the people that you come across in your daily life, we're talking about people on the street, the bus, the subway, whatever, in the grocery store, the convenience store, at the coffee counter. We need to be looking for the good vibes, because like attracts like. We will magnetize people with our same vibe. If we are miserable, we will attract miserable people. If we are happy and uplifted, we will attract other like-minded people.
It's the truth. It's hard to believe, hard to imagine it, but let's dig in. The vibe.
Okay, so I want to go back, because I feel like we always go back to move forward. So when we were children, we felt especially helpless because we were, in fact, powerless, right? We were victims of our environment, and we actually learned how to be good victims. We were taught that. It was modeled by our parents. And we were also taught that it is not right and you do not deserve to ask for what you need. It is wrong to share how you feel. And we were taught things like your reputation is more important than your integrity. Like, as I look back on my childhood, I see a lot of that modeled in the adults around me and also in like my best friend. And so we grew up thinking that what happened in our lives made us who we are. So when we grew up, like you and I, who are both around 60, right?
If we want to admit that.
Okay. I'll admit it.
I'm past that, but just keep going.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm 59. So close on the heels.
It's not so bad when you get there.
No, good. I'm looking forward to it. Actually.
By the way, digression here. You're in your Saturn second return in the eyes of astrology. Usually it's around 28 or 9:30. So this is a new beginning for you, astrologically speaking. Just throwing that your way.
You mean turning 59?
It's between 58 and like 60, 61. That there's a whole new rebirth of you, your soul, astrologically. Saturn second return. Yeah. Google.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'm in it already. Who knows?
Yep.
Maybe this is part of it.
Maybe this is part of it.
Yeah. So I think that because literally the mindset when our generation grew up, and this is pertinent to the younger people that are there now, because this, we're talking about their parents. So if you're in your 20s or 30s, we're talking about your parents and how they were influenced matters for you.
Yep.
So for those of us that grew up thinking that what happened in our lives made us who we are, We were our wounds, literally. Example, if you were molested, you were forever stuck with shame. You were no good, right? If you were neglected, you would never feel like you were important. Okay, things are different now. For those of us who were older, we actually grew up in the era where certain sayings reflected like just gross ignorance of the time. Like, can you even believe this, Steve? We grew up in the era where children were meant to be seen and not heard. Like, truth. How terrible is that? my mother's favorite, do as I say, not as I do.
Heard that one too.
What? I mean, you can't, children will always do what you do. You know, you can't tell them that. Like, that's the way of saying, I'm a big old hypocrite, right? So I grew up with that one all the time. Also, my mother used to say in a really menacing tone and with a super evil eye, I'm not going to do the voice that she did because it gives me the creepy crawlies, but she would say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. And she was dead serious. It was a death threat, as if she was entitled to kill me because she gave me life. And she would say that in front of family, friends. And no one ever challenged her because that was acceptable in the 1960s and 70s. It was the mindset.
Yep.
And, you know, those three sayings were reasons why personally I grew up in a cloud of confusion and cigarette smoke. I mean, my self-esteem was so fractured that I couldn't even pay attention in school. I didn't clear the confusion until I was sometime in my 30s that I even distinguished that it was the air I was breathing was confusion.
This is what you do. I just had a realization in my life. And, you know, I've heard all of those things. I'm sure I heard the I can take you out of this world. I don't remember it. The only ones I do. But I'm like 90% there. That was said. I wasn't a great student. I just wasn't. Mm-hmm. I talk for a living, but I really wasn't big into English and math and science. I just barely got by. I loved creative things. But now that I look back at it, and with what you just said, that you couldn't even pay attention in school because of those things, the way we were brought up, maybe that had something to do with why. And I just always just wrote it off like, I'm just not a good student. That's just, whatever, And then I, went on to creative things. Maybe that's the reason why. Never thought of it.
Yeah, I think that could be a reason why.
Oh,
and for you and lots of people.
And add all the other things. I didn't even add bullying, parental divorcing, blah, 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 blah. I'm just talking about the things that we internalized in that era of growing up.
Right.
Well,
yeah, we were dealing with a lot. And of course, we didn't know it was a lot. You know, we both were children of divorce, and that certainly caused a lot of chaos in my life. But even more than that was the chaos internally, caused a lot by my mother, some by my father. But, that kind of noise. I don't know if I was going to have attention deficit disorder in this world or not, but I've got it. And maybe it came from being so fractured. Like, I was getting so many mixed messages as a child. My mother could be so deeply loving, and thank God for that. She truly, deeply loved me. Maybe more than a lot of parents love their child. I don't know. Like, it was the deepest love. But then she could, as I've said, like, turn around, slap me in the face for no reason at all.
Oh,
it was so confusing.
I'm right there with you. And I'm not throwing any parents under the bus, because most often they piloted by what they knew. What do they know? They knew their parents and the parents before that, and on and on and on. And to your point there, it didn't happen a lot. But when the belt came out, even if the belt wasn't used, it was still, and it was rarely used. I can't even remember her time. But when it came out, it was, Like, look at the fear you had as a kid. Like, it's the same thing as the, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. Same deal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's scary, some of the stuff that we actually lived through. So now for listeners that are in their, let's say, mid-20s and 30s, okay, they've been raised by parents who were negatively impacted by those damaging cultural norms, those bad parenting practices. So hopefully as a result, their parents became more aware, more conscientious, more committed to being better parents and doing things differently. So here's what I think. I think that the vibe developed out of this. So I think that central to the emerging desire to be better parents was this emerging concept of the vibe. So it originated from the word vibration in the 1800s. It was a scientific term that meant literally just motion or sound waves. And then it evolved. And of course, songs in the 70s and the 60s. So Bob Marley, and then of course the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. They sure. were shifting how the word was used.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, 90s, Good Vibration.
Oh, I didn't even know that one. Yeah,
great song.
I could count on you. You could probably tell me all the songs with that.
Whatever.
So it's only been about since maybe 2010 that it's become this universal shorthand for summing up a person's aura,
yep.
You know, or their emotional energy. So I believe your vibe matters more than anything, including and especially what happened to you. But here's the key, the trick, is you can't get to be fully responsible for your vibe until you realize that it's not what happened to you, but how you respond to it that gives you your experience of life. Once you realize that, then I think you can be responsible for your vibe.
Mm. Therein lies the insight and also the challenge, because when you were a kid, you weren't really responsible for your vibe. You were just given things and that created the vibe, right?
Yes, and you didn't even know that there was a vibe.
No.
At least you and I didn't know. Maybe our kids know. I hope that they grew up knowing there was a vibe and that we want to get to the, we want to feel the good vibes. But so, you know, I would say the answer to the question, does your life create your vibe or does your vibe create your life, is definitively that your vibe creates your life. Because if you're coming from the viewpoint that your life creates your vibe, then you're just going to be a helpless victim because shitty things happen all the time to us.
Yep.
You know, life is hard. Why would we make it harder on ourselves?
What's interesting is we've talked about this in some way briefly in the past about things that happened to you and how you deal with them. And that's the game changer. And the beauty here is you have the choice. But now we're throwing energy into it and the vibration, which we've never done before.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people talk about vibes all the time without really understanding how important they are. The vibe is everything. Okay. So your vibe creates your life. It permeates everything in your life. It permeates your perspective. Your perspective determines your experience and therefore generates the outcomes that are in alignment with the vibe. Okay. Mm. So it has to be true that your vibe creates your life, because your vibe always gets the results that it's creating in real time, second by second.
That's impactful. And again, people are receiving your vibe. So that's creating your reality, essentially, isn't
they're,
it?
Well, yes, they're going to reflect your vibe back to you. So if you walk into a store and you're grouchy and you ask the, you know, or you're at Starbucks and you ask for a coffee and you treat that person like they're not human, you know, they're going to give it back to you. And you'll be lucky if your coffee is the way it was supposed to be.
But here's the scary part, or the great part, because I didn't go either way. If you're a grouch to somebody else, you know, obviously you've got that look on your face. I'm like, yeah, all right, give me my coffee. Thanks. Bye. All right. You're being a jerk. Outwardly, it's obvious. But if you walk in and maybe you're a little quiet, you're thinking negative thoughts, you walk in, you get your coffee, you're just in a bad mood, you're just thinking to yourself, and even if you say, well, thank you, they're feeling the vibration. Whether you're showing it or not, you are showing it, but it's not seen.
Exactly. It might not be spoken, but it's felt.
It's felt. Thank
it's
you.
It's probably seen and felt. Vibes are loud. They're silent, but they're loud. And, you know, people can read your vibe and you can read their vibes. And the problem is that there's a lot of people walking around that are so wounded that they don't know that their vibe needs help. And so, you know, in this case, because your vibe is always creating in every moment, and it's getting the results in that real time, you can change your vibe second to second, but you have to know how. So if you're dwelling in high vibes, let's say love, empathy, positivity, you get better results. You'll have people with more friendly interaction. People will be smiling at you. At work, you might get more recognition, higher pay, and a promotion. Like, literally, it gets noticed.
100%. I don't want to run out of time, but I don't know if I've ever shared with you my experiment.
You did, where you walk into the gym and you switch your vibe up.
I just mentally think positive, upbeat, positive vibes. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. I'm not changing my face or anything like that. I don't even know who they are. I see them every day, pass by them. We know nobody speaks, whatever. You're there to work out. When I do that, I walk in the same spot and people, hey, how you doing? How's it going? How's your day going? Hey, how are you? How are you? It works. that's my test that it works.
Yeah, it does work. And it works every time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when your vibe is higher, you feel happier, which is great. You know, but you also feel more authentically empowered. You feel more uplifted. You feel genuinely better. It's better for your health.
Don't you feel also more in control?
Oh, yeah. You feel more in control of your life because you are more in control of your life because you're choosing your vibe. So a positive vibe impacts people on the unconscious and subconscious levels. Like, complete strangers, and they need to be uplifted. Okay. So if you're dwelling in low vibes, let's say pettiness, jealousy, those were like famous from my childhood. Pettiness and jealousy like ruled the roost in my mother's family. So you're going to get poor results. If you're dwelling in those vibes, you're going to be excluded. You're going to be passed over for promotions at work. And you're going to feel depressed and helpless and hopeless, and let's use your word, powerless, you know, and then you unconsciously share your negativity and disappointment with other people around you and you bring them down. And, you know, sometimes these are total strangers who do not deserve that. They need to be uplifted.
I just want to add here that it also spans not just in person, but digital. You can pick up on somebody's vibration. I remember going on dating apps back in the day, and I would call, maybe it's an intuition, but I was like, there's a weird vibe going, something weird, and no indication, just the feeling. And I would go with, I'll just go meet that person, whatever. And exactly what I said, it was like what I was feeling was it. I only went to test, and then I would do it again, meet somebody else, just to test it out. Like, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be. Because that's the vibration I got.
Yeah.
I ignored it, but I also tested it.
Right. I mean, now that we're getting better at consciously choosing our vibes, you know, if you choose your vibe, you can choose your life. So I guess if we're wrapping up, I just want to say that you build the muscle you use. So in every moment, you are creating a vibe, and that vibe is creating subsequent neural pathways to your primary thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. This gives you your entire life. And if you can be responsible for the vibe that you're putting out in the world, then you will be responsible for creating your life. And then I would say you just have to practice choosing your vibe.
I think in everything that you've shared with us today, it's essentially given our power back to us with the vibration.
Yeah. And a lot of times I think it's the power that was taken away when we were children, but unknowingly. You know, our parents didn't generally do that on purpose. But yeah, get your power back, get your vibe back, get your power back. Your vibe is inherently good. You know, if we're defaulting to your true nature, which is my belief, is that my goal in my healing practice is to help get people back to their true nature. That is who you were meant to be when you had the spark of life in your mother's wombs. All your special gifts, your unique ways of being, but before you acquired any wounding or trauma or conditioning, like pure you. That's your vibe. Get that back.
And at that time, when you were first born, even before you were born, your vibration was through the roof, the highest it's ever going to be. This is the way it should be. And then life happens, and then the vibration goes down, and let's get it back. Let's bring it back. Part of that is discovery, working with somebody like yourself on healing and learning all of this. I know it's a little woo, but this is the answer, people. ChrisClearDay.com is where you can start. Thank you for just making this all, no pun intended, but maybe clear. This is what's going on here. This is what's challenging us. But we don't know it. You don't know until you know. I didn't really know until I started studying it, learning it, testing it, talking to you. It's amazing. It really is.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Oh, in a big way. And even our conversation today for me personally, not about me, but maybe others feel the same. Why, I kind of sucked at school. And I just, that's just me. No, maybe not. I don't think it was. It was what I experienced as a kid, and I was looking for an outlet, and that turned into audiovisual and graphics. I didn't realize that until just today. Whoa.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I didn't realize that my ADD could possibly have come from being so fractured as a child. Yeah. But I do think it's a possibility.
But you know what? We realize it, we move on, we raise our vibration, and life is not to sound, like you say, farting rainbows and lollipops and all that. Mm-hmm. Life gets good. Life gets good.
Yes, we can make life good.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility.
Positive vibes. Thank you so much for today, Chris.
Thank you, Steve. You're the best.
No, you are. You are.
No, you are.
Slap, slap, tap back. Hey, I brought you into this world. We'll let it go.
Right. Okay. I got you.
Yep. All right. We'll talk soon. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.